I will have to start getting my fashion advice from somewhere else, other than the website of a mid-tier suburban Boston classic alt-rock radio station. It's all on you now, SUNY New Paltz, WFNP 88.7, The Edge. Don't let me down.
We won't let you down, Mr. Colbert, because SUNY New Paltz is the best-dressed college campus, and we have an awesome radio station, WFNP The Edge, Rosendale, 88.7 FM.
I heard you the block and I be the circuit. When I got caught, I hope that you're the verdict. When you're around, my insides turn inverted. My blood starts to rush when I see you dormant. I know you're nearby and I know your purpose. Take one look at you, your heaven's incarnate. What is the spell, baby? Please show some mercy.
That was Kaylee Uchis, Melting, and my name is DJ Finru, and this is Hawk Hangout. I have no guests on today, unfortunately, but we will talk about some recaps going on with SUNY New Paltz Athletics. It is New Paltz Athletics Giving Week, so they're trying to fundraise money to help SUNY New Paltz Athletics to get more equipment, better equipment, more expenses for traveling, and etc. You can donate at newpaltzhawks.com or newpaltzhawks on Instagram. Up next, we have Affection from Between Friends, only on WFNP.org.
Thank you. You're taking what you want right from me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously. Wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me.
I lay on the floor.
Affection. Up next, I'm gonna talk a little bit about New Paltz. we have senior Pat Wing. He was supposed to be on today, but unfortunately, he couldn't make it. Was named the American Volleyball Coaches Association All-American, also known as AVCA. This is his second first team All-American. And he's just the fifth Hawk in program history to earn multiple first-team national recognitions. He concluded his 4-plus SUNY New Paltz career with one of his best seasons. He's one of the best in the country. He's an opposite outside hitter, love volleyball, and he's finished sixth in the country in points per set and fourth in kills per set, and has finished eighth in total kills despite missing the last three matches due to an ankle injury. But congrats on Patrick for getting All-American. I know that's really difficult, especially as in a competitive sport such as volleyball. So congrats to you, and go Hawks! Up next, we have some more music. We're going to play Current Joys and the 1975, only on WFNP.org.
You said someday we might. Well,
That was Falling for You by the 1975. Up next, I'm going to talk about a little bit about baseball. We were on together 2 weeks ago, but they won their 20th game on April 23rd on Tuesday, and then they just won their game against Cobleskill on yesterday, 4-2, and they've been really good so far, and I'm so proud of them. Their next game is Friday, April 26th, on the Lauren baseball field here on New Paltz versus Cortland, and that's going to be at 3 p.m. First pitch at 3 p.m. Go Hawks! Up next, we're going to play some Steph Curry and Harry Styles.
Let's go right. situation. Gets into parties without invitations. How did you ever turn her down? There's not a drink that I think could sink her. How would I tell her that she's all I think about?
For nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim Ladd and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf. Call Jim Ladd and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Congrats to the SUNY DuPont's women's lacrosse as they clinch the first home playoff berth after their win of 13-9 over SUNY Oneonta on yesterday. They had 33 shots on goal, 12 turnovers, 9 cards turnovers. But they mainly took control of the draw with 17-9, and they had all of the ground, not all of it, but 13 ground balls as well. Congrats to Morgan Atwater with 4 goals, Caitlin Shaw, she's the best, with another 4, Lexi Atwater with 3, and Mia Baldinger with 1. They clinched the number 3 seed in the SUNYAC tournament, which is going to happen on May 1st. But their next game is Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. on the North Turf Field, I'm pretty sure. Okay. See you all there.
Thank you.
That was Chappelle Roan. Good luck, babe. I'm here with Kenny.
Surprise! Hello. I popped it. I snuck into the studio.
Of course you did.
Yes.
And you're always welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Finn, for having me.
Yes.
I love Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing Chappelle when we went to Tasty Crab House.
I know. We went, me and Kenny and a couple of our friends, we went to Tasty Crab House. Shout out Tasty Crab House.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Tasty Crab House, Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. I had my first seafood boil. It was so good.
Yeah, that was my like third time going there. And it always hits. It never, ever
and
disappoints.
And our server was so nice. I forgot her
oh
name.
Oh my God, yes.
But
she was so nice.
She gave
us extra rice cakes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, she's just feeding us.
She's like, I know, guys, it's so good. Like,
no, it was so cute.
Yeah. So shout out her. I totally forgot her name, which is so bad of me.
I know, but I don't remember her name either.
But yeah.
It's typical for me to, I'm so bad at remembering people's names. Like, it goes in through one ear and out the other immediately. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, if I don't see you, like, every single day, then, like, I'm sorry, girl. I don't know your name.
No, literally, I cannot.
But yeah, the Oracle just dropped.
Yes, it's Thursday. Read the Oracle.
Do you have any articles in it? Or
no, I don't have any articles in it this week, but next week? I have two articles. I have my goodbye letter because I'm graduating.
Don't remind me.
I know. So I'm excited. Bittersweet for sure.
Yeah.
Everything good that is happening, like senior year and this year, is always bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so happy that it's happening, but I'm also so sad that it's like not gonna happen. You know, like it's like this might, I don't want to think this way, but I'm like, this might be the end of all of these fun things that I get to do before I like become a real adult. I've been cosplaying as a college kid for far too long, though. I should have graduated like 2 years ago.
Hey, it's whatever.
It is what it is. You know, we're all on this journey called life at our own pace. And
yeah. As long as you're not 25, you're good. Like,
yeah. 24 is my cutoff here. I'm not even 24 yet.
I know.
I'm 24 in August, so.
Yeah, you'll be graduated before 24.
Mm-hmm. So, it's whatever. And my dad went to 7 undergraduate schools, like, when he was an undergrad. So, like,
7? Come on.
Yeah. So, 3 is enough for
Mr.
me.
Mr. Novicka, what the?
No, literally. Literally. But it's because him and I have Barbie syndrome.
Mm.
Like, we have terminal Barbie syndrome where we get really hooked onto an interest and then we're like, this is gonna be our life.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Barbie is like an astronaut, she's a musician, she's everything. Mm. Like, we wanna be everything. We wanna do everything and try everything.
Mm.
But it's okay. Hopefully I'll find a cure to it soon.
Yeah. Up next, we're going to play some Mac DeMarco and Tame Impala.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Tune in to WFNP.org.
My handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
That was Working for the Weekend by Loveaboy. My name is DJ Finneru, and this is Hog Hangout. Tune in next week, again, 1 to 2, only on WFNP.org.
Have to start getting my fashion advice from somewhere else other than the website of a mid-tier suburban Boston classic alt-rock radio station. It's all on you now, SUNY New Paltz, WFNP 88.7, The Edge. Don't let me down.
We won't let you down, Mr. Colbert, because SUNY New Paltz is the best-dressed college campus, and we have an awesome radio station, WFNP The Edge. Rosendale, 88.7 FM.
Hello, radio listeners. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. I am DJ Red Beanie, and you are listening to my show, The Hum. We're gonna tune out today. It's gonna be a great show, I think. I'm very excited. I think I've got some good plays for this one. I hope everyone's enjoying the nice weather. It's supposed to be really nice next week. 80s. Oh, love to hear it. Yeah. So, on to the music. My first song is it's from the indie rock band, I believe, Dr. Dog, and it's a cover of an Aini Kamosi.